Up next on American Restoration.
What is this?
It's actually an individual ride car from the original Tilt-A-Whirl ride.
Good ride. Everybody started puking and started spraying over everybody around the ride.
That is cool.
It's a 66 Schwinn Fastback.
You see here, the seat's missing. That banana seat, that's a big important part.
Yeah, they're very distinctive.
This place is great.
Trust me.
This is the first time in a while that I let somebody else take the lead. So how much is it?
Well, nothing's actually for sale here.
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Tyler's got something going on.
Hey! There you go. How are you?
I'm Rick.
I'm Tammy.
So what is this?
An individual ride car from the original Tilt-A-Whirl ride. You've probably seen them at carnivals.
Yeah.
It was invented in my hometown of Faribault, Minnesota, by a local guy, Herb Sellner, way back in 1926, literally in his backyard and in his garage.
It would spin around at the same time. It was on sort of a swooping ramp.
Yep, he had his son sit in a chair on top of the kitchen table. And then he would rock the kitchen table to find out what was going to happen.
Then they've sold thousands of them all worldwide, too,
oh,
right?
Absolutely, yep.
And what year do you think this one is?
Probably from the early 50s.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. Before the 1940s, carnivals were pretty much burlesque and freak shows. But in the 1950s, rides like this actually made carnivals a bit more family-friendly. To restore something from that time period would be pretty awesome.
I own the bed and breakfast in Faribault.
Oh, okay.
And we've got a downtown association. We're raising some money to get this restored, to have it in our downtown. It's going to become a tourist attraction, if you will.
Uh-huh.
People will sit in it, have a coffee. We kind of envision a little table here.
For a second there, I thought you were going to want me to build the rest of the ride.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, this is just one car from the ride?
Yeah. This is actually a custom job that they did for a specific carnival. When we have it restored, we would like it to be put back.
So you want it stock, like it came out of the factory?
Yeah. I brought some graphics from the gal who used to work for Sellner Manufacturing in Faribault.
Original graphics?
And these are the original colors.
Right, red,
so
white, and blue
is, yes,
the original
red, white,
colors.
And, blue. Yep.
And then what's this?
You're going to have to recreate the original bonnet or the hood.
Is that a see-through shield?
It's a mesh. It had this chicken wire piece that would go like this, you know, where, and then you'd sit inside of it so you'd be protected.
Okay.
And so they left a little bit of the mesh open here, and then the rest, I don't know if you're going to do it. It's solid.
That could be the toughest part of the project.
You're talking about doing upholstery, having a seat in here, something that would last the weather?
Yes.
And you see all this? This is like rust.
Sure.
From the lovely Minnesota weather and all the water and moisture. So it all has to be ground out and fixed. Otherwise, it'll keep doing it.
Okay, so everything that you've talked about sounds great.
Yeah.
What are we thinking it's going to cost?
I'm looking at $8,500 to do the whole project.
Okay. I know everybody in Faribault really wants this, so I think we should go for it.
All right, awesome. This is going to be really cool. You're going to love it.
Rick! Yo, Rick!
Mike!
Big Mike is one of my regular customers. What you got?
Yes, yes, sir.
And he's got this knack for tracking down rare and unusual pieces from all over the world. He's like a picker, a detective, and a historian all in one.
You got it?
Here. It's a 66 Schwinn Fastback.
That is cool.
I mean, Schwinn designed these things to look cool. I mean, the thing's awesome. They look fast when they're standing still.
I mean, every kid wanted one.
The reason why it's called a Stingray is because they were going for this hot rod theme.
Well, they nailed this, man. Look at this thing. You know, it has the 5-speed shifter. I mean, these things were slick.
You wouldn't know it from this one, but this is actually one of the first bikes that had the banana seat.
Oh, really?
This is the beginning of, like, BMX, actually. Because when on the little seats, when you're sitting right here,
careful now,
you couldn't get up. But when the big banana seats are on there, your back here comes up really easy.
Oh, yeah.
So then all
that
the kids
sense.
Started doing wheelies and stuff like that. Is this yours?
No, it doesn't look like I can ride this thing. My business partner, he's turning 60 this year, so
I was kind of hoping to get it fixed up for him so it was surprising. Because, I mean, he got this thing like when he was 12 years old in 66.
So this is his original bike?
His original bike. I mean, I tracked this thing down. I traced down the serial number to a Schwinn Club.
Oh, really?
And they got it for me.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, the seat's gone. That banana seat, that's a big, important part.
Yeah, they're very distinctive.
So you think this is worth saving? We can do this?
Yeah, the hardest part is not putting reproduction parts in.
Yeah, I want all original Schwinn.
We're going to have to re-chrome all these pieces.
Yeah.
And then to also, you know, do the paint job on it, find the right color, find the seat, do the spokes.
Hit me with it.
Do the cables.
Hit me with it.
I'm looking at $4,200 to do the whole bike.
$4,200?
Yeah.
I could buy a car for that. Yeah, go ahead, laugh
okay.
it up.
All right, okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. You come in all the time, so I appreciate
that. I'm coming back,
that, you know?
If the price is right.
I'll go to 38. That's as low
as
I can go.
35, we got a deal, come on.
That's as low as
35.
I can go.
35.
Kelly will have my left one if I go too much lower than that.
38 is it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, it'll be badass, Mike. The guy is going to be stoked.
I hope he pees a little when he sees it. I've brought a lot of projects to Rick over the years, and he's never let me down. But this one's going to be a challenge.
Oh, Lord. We need some help there, partner.
If I break a nail on my toes.
What if we restore this baby and ride it together across the streets of Las Vegas?
Oh, hell no. That's not going to happen.
Look at this.
What is that?
Oh, wow.
These tilt-a-whirls are cool. I mean, Cal, we used to work, like, at the carnivals. You used to work on rides and...
I've worked on these. Put them together, tore them down, everything. It's called a puker, because they puke everywhere. Spray it out with a hose. The next people get in the wet ride, and they're going, oh, somebody just puked in there.
Right next to the chili dog stand, probably.
You guys are making me sick.
All right, so I want you guys to go ahead and tear it all apart. You know, take the brakes off. You know, get the thing taken apart as far as you possibly can. And then I need to go in and start to measure this out and figure out how I'm gonna build this bonnet, which is basically the whole top half of this thing.
Gotta be pretty tall, because when somebody steps up in here, right. They
you
bang
don't
their
hit
head
your head
on it.
Right. Huge cover, huh?
Big, huge.
As soon as you're done, send it to sandblast, okay? Once you get everything out. Don't have too much fun.
Old crappy ass wire.
So when you operated this thing, you didn't have a carny voice going on?
No.
Come on, cowboy.
Where's your carny voice?
I ain't doing it, Kyle.
I won't tell nobody.
The latest, the greatest, the fastest, and the freshest ride on the Midway. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, step up, step in. Let me take it for a real wild, wild spin.
Wait till the boys hear about this.
You'd be a dead man, Kyle.
We got this awesome Schwinn bike in from Big Mike, but he wants all original parts. We're good on most of it, but the banana seat is key. So while the boys tear it down, I sent Ron and Leonard out on the hunt. I'm hoping they can find us the key part.
This doesn't look like a bike shop, Leonard.
This place is great. Trust me. Trust me.
This is the first time in a while that I let somebody else take the lead trying to find some parts, and this Schwinn bike is missing its banana seat. It's gonna be very, very hard to try to find one.
What can I say? My Leonard senses are tingling. Hi.
Hey, guys. What are you guys looking for?
A seat for a 1960s Stingray.
I keep all the parts in the back. If you're gonna find it, it would be back there.
Cool. All right, let's check it out.
All right, let's go.
Check it out, check it out. A beautiful batch of broken bikes. Little bike boneyard for us to explore.
There's lots of rims, lots of tires.
Look at that over there. There's a banana seat. Here we go.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You need some help there, partner.
This is why I bring Ron along. I'm the brain, he's the muscle.
If I break a nail on my toes,
but sometimes my muscle whines like a bitch.
Okay, now you're right. Yes, it is a banana seat.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a Schwinn Stingray?
It's a start. We just have to dig deeper. It's a two-seater. What if we restore this baby and ride it together across the streets of Las Vegas?
Oh, hell no. That's not gonna happen. Nothing's really even close. I don't even know if these are the right era. None of those. That.
Wait. Hello, hello. Check it out. Schwinn.
Well, you're right. Friggin' Schwinn Stingray.
Booyah.
It's pretty beat up, so it should come cheap. Go find Dave so we can talk about buying it.
Okay. Dave! Dave!
I should have got Dave.
Well, well, well. Little Leonard's all grown up. It looks like I was right to trust him on this one.
How'd you guys do?
I think we did good. Yeah. We did all right. So how much is it? How much do you need?
Well, nothing's actually for sale here. We're a bicycle co-op, so everybody trades either their time or parts.
Problem is, I don't think there's anything in our shop that we could actually trade for you.
Maybe someone could teach a class on how to build bikes.
That's a great idea, but neither one of us are able to teach a class at all.
Well,
so
I actually happen to have three rusted up bikes in my garage that are in functioning condition. I don't really use them, though.
That sounds good. We could definitely put those to good use.
So we have a deal?
Yeah, we have a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Right on. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Ron, thank you very much. I just made the deal.
I think I'm learning.
You guys are good. I'll show you out.
Yes,
OK, great.
Yes.
This place is so awesome. I love it.
I'll grab the steel. You just sort of guide me into the break.
Tyler and I are working on the Tilt-A-Whirl bonnet, and it's going to be a pain in the ass because we have to make it completely from scratch.
One, two, three.
I got the heavy end.
Thanks.
All right, you ready?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys are making a lot of noise back here.
Just trying to get this, this thing done. What's up?
Well, something just came in. I want to show it to you.
I really need to get this done. Can that wait?
No, come on. Just leave it there. Come with me. I have a surprise for you. You're going to be so thrilled I pulled you away from that job you're doing. Look at this.
What is that? No way.
Don't be in such a bad mood.
Gotta get some stuff done, man. So I'm in the middle of making the Tilt-A-Whirl bonnet, and now she's pulling me away because she's got something to show me.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to eat your words. Look at this.
What is that?
This just came in. This is the bonnet.
For the Tilt-A-Whirl?
Yeah.
Did this come from the customer?
Yeah. Tammy sent a note saying that it was going to live by an intersection.
Wow.
So for safety, cars need to see through it.
Yeah, that saved me about 30 hours of work. Actually, if it fits.
Say it.
I couldn't run this place without you.
Damn straight.
I need you to go get Cowboy in the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Okay.
Thanks, babe. That was great news.
Cowboy!
Is this so you didn't fly out?
I can't even remember riding one of these. Cowboy's the expert.
Is that what it's supposed to look like?
Originally, it's possible.
All right. All right, so
what are these hooks for?
I don't know. I see those holes.
And then you lined up with another clip right here that came over it. And then you put on your seat, and then you put on your hair bonnet, because the hair would be stuck all in that, rip all them girls' hairs out.
Why did it originally come solid?
Right. They started making these solid because everybody started puking and started spraying over everybody around the ride.
That's so disgusting. Nasty.
It's a good ride.
Well, sit in it. Let me see your head height. Just pretend like there's a 2-inch pad. Oh, you got plenty of room.
This is really great. The bonnet looks the right size, and better yet, I don't have to make it myself. But there's still a lot of work to do.
We still got to figure out what kind of hooks we got to put in here. I still got to make some kind of a table. I got to figure out the upholstery, how we're going to put the upholstery in, and still hook it up. Tyler, go ahead and get this thing sent off to sandblast, and then we'll get it painted.
See him? I don't see him.
Rick! Yeah!
Where are you?
Hey, over here!
See,
over here.
He pops up like a groundhog. I got someone I want you to meet. It's my business partner, Mitch.
Oh, hey, nice Mitch. Good to meet
you. 60th birthday, we're out partying, you know?
Yeah.
Vegas style. You know, you gotta go big or go home.
Congrats. Yeah. Mike was telling me about you.
I just hope we timed it out right and the surprise is ready.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect. He landed it just right. He has no clue about the surprise?
No, he has no clue.
This is gonna blow you away. Here we go. Hey, Ty, we're ready, come on!
Holy moly. That's a Schwinn Fastback 5-speed.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that?
Man, I had one of these when I was little. Oh, my God.
What Mike did was he actually hunted down the exact same bike that you had as a kid. This is the one.
This is actually the serial number. This is what makes this bike actually yours.
That's how I tracked it down. I entered it into a computer database of swing collectors.
Yeah.
And the swing collectors helped me. They tracked the darn thing down to Columbus, Ohio.
I mean, this is your bike. That blows me away.
I don't know what to say. I'm lost of words or something. It reminds me of my younger days, and my mom and dad were living, and we had a good time. My brother just bring back old memories.
He never forgot this bike. I've been hearing stories like this for the last 15 years about this bike. It looks brand new.
Yeah, this is a very unique bike. I mean, so when Mike brought this in, it was falling apart. The handlebars, we chromed those. We actually found the OEM grips on it, the matching color. These are actually the original brake mechanisms on there. They put the skinny front tire on it, sort of like, you know, like a hot rod would have on the front of a wheelie car. And on the stick shift itself, it's all the original. We chromed it and everything.
You guys got it perfect.
The paint itself, we ended up matching the color exactly the way it was.
Is that the color it was?
Yeah, it's the original color.
On the seat itself, when Mike brought it to me, it was totally missing. To be able to find this is really, really hard. So this is a nice original seat that we reupholstered just like the original. I'm seeing the way you're sort of drooling on this thing. Yeah. I want you to get on it and throw those memories through your head as you ride.
Get on there, man. Drive it.
Let her rip.
Come on.
No wheelies.
Yeah.
Don't skin your knee.
Believe me, I know how to ride a bike.
How's it ride?
Like a Cadillac, better than a Lexus. I don't feel like I'm 60 years old. I feel like I'm 12 years old all over again. Man, this is great. Rides like the old bike.
How about the stick shift? You ever shift that thing in the high gear?
Oh, yeah.
How fast do you go?
Fast.
Woo.
Rick, you did a hell of a job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Hey, you got a bike big enough I can ride home with you?
I guarantee I got a bike big enough. It's out front, it's got a motor on it.
Ooh, I'll take that one.
Come on, purple boy. Come on, come on,
purple
sit down.
Purple boy.
Come on. Oh, there we go. That's what I like.
I'm almost need a beer after this. All right, Tammy, you ready to see this?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Tammy's here for the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Awesome. Good to see ya.
Very good to see you.
How's it going?
Very good. Very good.
So excited to see this?
I can't tell you how excited I am.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure on us. I mean, this was for the whole town.
It is. We're all so excited. Everybody in the town is just like,
Yeah, I can't wait to show it to you. I mean, it came out incredible. A little different than you saw it before.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, so it's over here. Come on.
Okay, all right. This project is so important to the whole community of Faribault, Minnesota. So I'm really hoping Rick is on his game, because when I see it, it's just going to have to be spot on.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two, three. Check it out. And this bonnet, I was working on one, building one out of solid steel.
Okay,
and then when it came in, you know, it was a big surprise. It was like, wow, this is going to save me a ton of work.
I found it without the old plant, and this was actually on an original car that was made of wood.
The bonnet had its dings and dents in it. We straightened all those, sandblasted it, powder coated it and everything.
Having the original bonnet is just, it's perfect.
If you remember, there was a lot of holes, right?
Yes, a lot of holes.
And there was a lot of rust. So what we did was we welded all of that up and then seamed it. So now all the welds are nice and clean.
It's gorgeous. I mean, the way it gleams and shines. Yeah. The colors, I think, are spot on.
It's perfect. It's just what it was.
You gotta look at the art on the back. Children love this clown.
Is that what I've heard?
They run, they're scared, they cry.
Look at that! This is all the way it was back in the day, you
know? These are original graphics.
I like these. This was beautiful. There was this Tilt-A-Whirl down here.
And what I really like is it says right on here, Faribault, Minnesota. It's perfect.
Ted actually took your original graphics and made these decals. I mean, it was painstaking work, but it turned out great. You want to make sure that you clear everything really well. You know, probably 4 coats clear on this. So it doesn't hurt anything to sand it, buff it, and clean it off if somebody makes a mark on it.
Great. It is perfect.
One of the other things we did, we made the table adjustable to where you can pull it in and out.
Oh, look at that! Very cool.
So, you know, if you get the kids running in and everybody wants to jump in at the same time,
right.
There's room for everybody to get back. You know, it's more spacious.
Well,
you know?
Absolutely. Look at the legs on this girl. Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, it's a lot for me to get in it. Yeah. Come on, purple boy. Come on. Come on.
Purple
sit down.
Boy.
Come on.
Purple boy.
Come on. We'll pretend we're watching a Vikings game. There we go. Come on.
Yes,
there we go. Oh, there we go. That's yes, what I like.
You guys are ready for the ride?
Give me my lap bar to hold me in here.
Hold you in so you don't get away from me?
I'm going to need a beer after this.
I'm buying. Wow, this project was over the top. It couldn't be any better. It's just absolutely gorgeous with the sun today. It's gleaming off of it. It's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Come on inside. I want to get you all the extra parts. There were some brakes and stuff. Just you never know. You might need them. Come on in.
We've got another one that we'd like to restore. So maybe you could send Cowboy my way. He could do it in Minnesota. Finally get up north.
Too cold.
Such a big old teddy bear.
Yes.